AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast at Gold 92.5. And Mick Fanning down at the Quickie Pro made young Nate Johnson's day yesterday. He went down for an autograph from the great man. Mick said, mate, here's my board. We had him on the show.
Yeah, he's an amazing little boy, and how awesome is Mick? And aren't the country music people just awesome? They're so lovely and giving, and the gorgeous Molly McClyman joined us, and guess what? We're wearing the same dress tonight at the awards. It's going to be a showdown.
It is. I don't know how you can wear the same dress as somebody, but our Prime Minister always joins us on a Thursday, and he's talking about celebrating 25 years of service with Christopher Payne jumping off the rower, and also we celebrated the $2 coin being introduced for the Commonwealth Games.
We lost a great human being yesterday. Professor Stephen Hawking passed away at age 76.
Yeah, we certainly did. And we will be chatting with Dr. Karl Kuschnitzky. Dr. Karl. We'll be chatting with him later on about what an incredible man he was. Here's a little bit of a Stephen Hawking, because this really shows his sense of humour as well, which is quite funny.
There's nothing like the thrill when you discover something no one knew before. It is like sex, but it lasts longer.
Incredible story, Rod.
It was. He was diagnosed with motor neurone disease really, really early. And if you've ever seen the movie The Theory of Everything, it covers the his life story. And yeah. A remarkable man.
Eddie Redmayne, I want to see that movie because he's an incredible actor. He plays Stephen Hawking in that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And it was an Academy Award winner, I think. Eddie Redmayne won the Best Actor Oscar for that.
You see all the tributes coming out now by everyone around the world. He's probably, I reckon he could have been one of the most popular people in the world because of the people he met and what he was able to achieve.
He's met so many amazing people, and his the person he loved the most that he ever met was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Best quote he ever had
was
that the universe is an amazing place, but it would be nothing if we didn't have somebody to love in it.
I love that quote.
What a great quote.
And that is a beautiful quote.
Wasn't there a Pink Floyd? There's a Pink Floyd song. Now, I was only listening yesterday. Is it Talking Me or Talking to Me? Or there's a Pink Floyd with talking in the...
Yes, that came from Pulse, I think it was.
Yeah, he was in the film clip.
Yes.
He's,
really?
The song, he's talking in throughout the film clip.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Peter, I'm impressed with you on that one.
I heard it yesterday on the news. Don't, seriously, I'm not claiming it. So okay. I'll credit Channel 7.
Well, there we go. Well done, well credited. But Vail Stephen Hawking, it's sad when brilliant minds pass on.
Yeah. Great photos last night and great footage on the Nine News. Mick Fanning, of course, got knocked out. And a young bloke went up to get his autograph as Mick was coming out of the water. His name was Nate, and Mick gave Nate his board. Nate's only 10. He's on the phone right now. Mate, tell us all about it, Nate.
Well, I went down, and I was like knee deep, and I asked for a signature, and he said, oh, I think I got something better for you. And he gave me his board.
What did you do as soon as he gave you his board? Because that is amazing. It's great, Mick Fanning. You're a fan of his, but... When you received the board, what'd you do?
I was like, oh, thanks, Mick. And I just ran straight off to my dad.
With the board. Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And the good thing is you can prove that it is. It's just not a story you're going to tell your friends because you're on the telly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Where are you going to put the board? Are you going to put it up in your bedroom or in the lounge room?
We're thinking of putting it up in the entry, hanging up on a rack.
Wow. Do you reckon one day you'll ever want to surf on it, or you just think, no, I'm just going to look at it?
No, it's never going to be surf again.
What about, how long have you followed surfing? Do you surf yourself, Nate? And you're a big fan of Mick's.
Yeah, I love Mick. He's been my fan since I started surfing. And I surf pretty much every day I can.
And you want to one day make it into the world surfing yourself?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, well, no bigger inspiration than having Mick Fanning give you his surfboard. That is an incredible story, mate. And, hey, how much money would it take to get it off you?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever sell this.
No. That's exactly the right answer. Right answer, darling.
It's not going on eBay, Nate.
No. No, it's priceless and you'll have it forever. What an inspiration.
Yeah, and what about your mates? Are they a bit jealous? The guys, the kids at school today, they're going to be flat.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell everyone that I know at school.
I'd be telling everyone too, Nate. Don't worry.
What school are you at, Nate?
Bungar Public School.
Cool, mate. All right.
Did you get the day off? You didn't say you were sick or anything yesterday because you really busted.
No, well, I just came down after school with my friend.
Oh, thank goodness.
Congratulations again, Nate. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Young Nate. Great story. And Mick Fanning passing off his surfboard after Nate went up to get his autograph.
And that's something, obviously, that Nate will never, ever, ever forget.
No.
And probably hopefully inspire him now to go on and surf in the World Surfing League. But we want to know on 13-20-7-10, when have you run into your idol? Somebody you've just idolised, if it was music, if it was sporting. When have you run into them and, said hello? They might have given you something, they might not have, but you just ran into your idol. And we're just talking to Nate. Nate was given the Mick Fanning's surfboard yesterday when Mick went out in the fourth round of the Quickie Pro. He was walking off up the beach and young Nate rung down to get a signature and Mick goes, I'll do better than that. How about you have my surfboard?
Can Mick be any
better?
I mean, he's an incredible athlete. He's incredibly good looking and he's a down-to-earth good bloke.
He's nailed the whole lot, Mick.
He has.
But we are asking 13-20-7-10, when have you met your celebrity?
Mine was I got to interview Jodie Foster face-to-face.
Wow.
And I was so in awe. I got so nervous. I didn't know what to say. Who was yours, AJ?
I was standing at a fence in Adelaide talking to Elton John through the fence.
He came out, my gosh.
He came out of his... cubby hole because it was 2 days after John Lennon had been shot in 1980 and was in Adelaide. He was going to perform at the old Memorial Drive Tennis Centre and he came over and said, Adrian, I can't do this because of John. He said, I hope you really don't mind. And I said, mate, that's your call. So, but it was good of him to come over to the gate. He could have sent the message over via the security guy, but he got out of his caravan. Yeah. He walked over to the gate and met him through the gate and, it was pretty amazing.
That's amazing. But you used to do a lot.
Yeah, I used to do a lot. My idol, I used to love Peter Dacos. I met a few people, but...
Who's that?
Peter Dacos. Played at Collingwood. Whenever I was growing up, I used to love Peter Dacos and I met him on the field one day, played against him. First time I met him was when I played against him. He was at the end of his career and I was at the start.
What about Molly?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I know. I've ran into Molly a few times.
You used to do a lot for the kids and this is what I love about...
I never camped over.
You used to do... No, but you've been in the spa and the top level of his house. You never go to the top level.
You never go to
Don't
the top level.
Don't you point
level.
Your finger at what? Me. What did you used to do quickly before with the kids? You know, you used to...
Oh, no, being fortunate enough to play footy in Victoria is a lot of kids write to you. So 1 month a year, I mean, one day every month I used to sit down and write back to every child or every kid that wrote to me. So
that's really
personally
cute.
Write to them all back. And I heard from one only probably 2 months ago where she sent a photo up of me teaching her how to handball when she would have been six or seven. And now she's at the St Kilda women's team. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, she sent photos beside each other, so that was quite funny.
Oh, Ruth and Narang, who was your idol?
I've met Keith Urban at backstage and had a meet and greet. And I've partied with Chris Isaac and his band at the Star Wars.
Oh, he's such a cool dude, Chris Isaac.
Oh, I'd love to meet Chris Isaac.
Yeah.
Oh, he's lovely. And his band are just really nice. Like, we went to the atrium and got rather happy.
Oh, well, the atrium's one of the greats too. There's no other way of going when you're at the atrium other than very happy.
We call it the Adrian now.
The Adrian Bar.
It's the meat market.
Thanks, Ruth. Yeah, hi, Tiffany. When did you meet your idol?
I met Danny Green at Royal Pines, I think about 10 years ago.
Oh, Danny.
Was he exactly like we saw him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Is he genuine?
He's cuter. He sure is.
It's nice. I saw a side to him I didn't know existed. It's funny how they present in front of, in the public, and then when you meet them, it's different. Joining us now is Dr. Karl Kuzhnalitsky. Sorry, Dr. Carl, I know you're listening right now on hold, but he is the scientist extraordinaire. There's nothing Dr. Carl doesn't know. So we thought we'd have a chat with him after the very sad passing yesterday of Professor Stephen Hawking, one of the greatest, most brilliant minds of our generation. Dr. Carl, such a sad day.
Yes, but it's a surprising day because on this day, Stephen Hawking died and Albert Einstein was born, and it was also the third month, the 14th day, 314, Pi Day, and also the day that the solar flare hit the Earth, giving us nice aurora. So it was a nice send-off for the wonderful Steve Hawking.
Wow, that is incredible. Yeah. There is way too much knowledge, you know. But that is a very interesting fact about Albert Einstein, because they've always said he is the Albert Einstein of our generation.
Yes, he tried to bring together, Stephen Hawking, relativity, cosmology, quantum mechanics, and on his watch, everything changed about black holes. On his watch, we finally discovered that black holes really existed, and we were able to detect gravitational waves from black holes. And obviously, the next step is not that we just detect them from black holes, we make them. And you know what I'm talking about, the hoverboard, Back to the Future 3. Thank you, Stephen Hawking. You started that process going before. We'll have a picture of you on every hoverboard we ever make.
Aww.
You will. And, you know, personally for you, for somebody like yourself, Dr. Carl, who is lives and breathes this every day, he must have been inspiring to be able to see what he's brought to you. You think of Adam Spencer, you think of these kind of people.
He was very deep, and he also thought for the future. And so he thought for our children and their children, and he worked out that we've got to start becoming a space-going race because things are risky out there. Only two Halloweens ago, the Earth got missed by a rocket, could have killed between 20 and 60% of the human population, depending on where it landed. That was two Halloweens ago. It missed us by that much. It was one-tenth of the size of the rock that wiped out the dinosaurs, and that rock made a hole three times the height of Mount Everest and 200 kilometres across. And so he was always thinking for the future about for the children.
He also had an incredible sense of humour at the same time as saying incredible statements like, if the aliens do come here one day, well, we're all pretty much stuffed.
Yeah, well, he was also quite a clever guy. You know that he had been paralysed so much that all he could use was one muscle on his cheek, and he could move it up and down and left and right, and then hold it for there for long and short. And so he had various high-level commands and then low-level commands, you know, like three ups and one down. And on one occasion, when he was not a professor, one of the professors at my university ran into him while he was drunk in the quad after the Thursday night pizzas. You know, every Thursday at the laboratory, pizza and beer with Stephen Hawking. And he ran into him in the quad on his bicycle, ran into his wheelchair at high speed, and then put him in hospital for a day or two.
Wow.
And then a few months later, he was again riding across the quad drunk, and then suddenly out of the dark came his voice. Are you aware that you are riding on your bicycle in the dark with no headlights? Please do not run into me. And he'd made it a high-level command so he wouldn't get run into again.
Fascinating.
How do you think he will really be remembered? How do we explain Stephen Hawking to our kids?
Mm.
He was the guy who made the hoverboard possible. He was the guy who brought us into understanding black holes. And just to blow your mind, the size of the black hole at the center of our galaxy, the one that's 4 million times the mass of our sun, its size is zero. Not big, not small, not tiny, but zero. It has zero size. It's just a dot. There's nothing there except for this huge gravitational field. Oh, my God, how could he even think about it? And he couldn't even write the equations down. He had to manipulate him in his mind. Oh, my God, I can't even do a time zone calculation whenever daylight saving comes around without writing it down. And he could do all that stuff in his head. He was a genius.
Dr. Carl, I've got to go for a coffee after that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's AJ Bridges Spider against the Rush Hour. Gold 92.5's Light Rail Relay.
Oh, this is stupid. There's no contest. H.A. Bridge and Spider v. The Rush Hour, Luke Libby and Dobbo.
No.
And we've got the one, the only gold medal winner, not only in her pursuit of swimming over the years, but a gold medal mama. We haven't a chance to congratulate you, Libby Trickett, on the latest arrival of your little one. How's it all going, Lib?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's been good. Look, it's, you know, I think any parent of a newborn, and especially, you know, a parent of two or more. God, I can't even imagine having more at this stage. But yeah, it's pretty full on. It's going to be a full on transition. But overall, we're doing really well, which is nice. It's nice to have a little newborn in the house.
Oh, it's so cute. Edwina, Daisy, we're just talking off air with your eldest too. How?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying, Spider, you've seen this firsthand.
Yeah, well, you know, when my, when Summer was only 18 months and then Anae was born, I'd find that then Summer would go and steal Anae's dummy. She'd like be going to a baby mode again. Has that happened?
Yeah, totally. And tantrums. It's pretty full on. The newborn is genuinely easier to deal with at this stage than the toddler.
Who chucks a better tantrum? Would it be the 2-year-old or Dobbo?
That's a tough one. At this stage, I'd have to say Poppy, but I'm not seeing Dobbo on a daily basis at this point.
Well, we might see these tantrums. I'm sorry to say this, Libby, but game on. I know you're a new mum, but with the light rail relay.
No excuses.
Can I say, guys, I feel like there's some sort of conspiracy because you've picked a timing to be heavily advantageous to you all. I've just had a baby.
Yep.
Luke's about to have a knee surgery, I think, tomorrow.
And Libby,
we need to talk about the Libby, timing of this.
We weren't the ones going home 10 months ago with someone. We were planning.
Oh,
we were preparing for this.
Right,
don't you start putting that pregnancy thing on us.
That's a fair call.
It will be fun.
It's going to be awesome, though. Like, I feel like I'm ready for it. Like, I know that I've just birthed, but I feel ready. I feel like I'm ready to take you guys on and, more importantly, take you guys down because I'm pretty sure we're going to win.
Oh, there's talking smack there. So this is it, the light rail relay. And with the Comm Games, it's going to be the only way to really get around. So different stops. We're going to have different competitions.
Challenges.
And it's not necessarily sporting. So you and I could be a meeting of our minds, Libby.
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That might be worse for me.
But, folks, it's not about us. It's about you. You can win $5,000 as
right.
a part of the Light Rail Relay.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to
win it for them.
I know. Yeah, but go to goldfm.com.au to register. That's all you have to do. Get in there and tell us what you've been good at in your sporting pursuits and register for the $5,000. Libby, great to chat with you. Sorry you're going to lose.
Oh, bring it on, guys. Can't wait.
Malcolm Turnbull. Oh, good morning, Prime Minister. Always a pleasure to catch up with you once a week.
Absolutely, Spider. I've had a terrific week. I was down at Port Kembla, of course, looking at the steel. I love steel. I said to them, you make good steel. It's very steely. And, it glows red. Very hot, and then it cools down, and it's hard. And I thought, well, I didn't know how steel was made.
Yeah.
They make good steel.
They do,
Blue Scope.
They do. BlueScope's great. We grew up at Hastings down there where it's big on BlueScope. But what is it true that Greg Norman, you know, the great white shark, he's even convinced Donald Trump, not to impose tariffs on our steel and aluminium.
Aluminium. Enjoy that word, aluminium. Yes, that is true. Greg is a great friend of Mr. Trump. They like golfing together. I hate golfing. Waste of time. Silly sport. And plus the checks are awful. I don't mind a red V-neck. But and yet the US is a friend of Greg's as well. And let me hasten to add, Spider, just to clear it up for people. Greg Norman's not actually a shark. He's just a man. He's just a man with a terrifically annoying accent. But Greg's success, we're now thinking of using former sports stars, maybe even yourself, on other diplomatic missions.
Yeah.
Merv Hughes will lead a tourism delegation to Turkey because they love moustaches. Ian Thorpe, of course, will be going to Athens because the Greeks love gods and Adonises, don't preempt.
Yes.
And Dawn Fraser will be sent to Syria to negotiate a peace deal because they also love moustaches. And Even Bashar al-Assad had soiled himself if confronted with Big Dawny coming through the front doors of Damascus. Big Dawn bustling in there. Tremendous piece of a woman.
I'm going to change tack and talk about Christopher Pyne because he's celebrating 25 years in Parliament. You've got to be throwing him a party.
Well, Christopher Pyne, of course, is one of my closest allies and probably delivered me the Prime Ministership back in September 2015. We've just got off the rower, actually. He's saturated.
Yeah.
Christopher, come over here. They want to talk to you. Hello. Hi, it's Christopher Pyne, Minister for Defence Industries. I used to be a fixer, now I'm a maker. Yet I'm going to organise my own party. I'm a party planner. There's going to be streamers and party poppers and hats. Fairy bread, ooh, little boys, you know, Savoy's Fanta, and we're going to have a big piñata shaped like Parliament House. I'm going to whack it, whack it, whack it, whack it, whack it, until all the stuff comes out all over the floor. Come on, Christopher, settle down. He works himself into a real lather.
Well, that he does. That he does.
Prime Minister, finally, you were on 7:30 on ABC Monday night. How did you think you went, Prime Minister?
Well, I tell you what, Lee Sales, if she asks me about that 30th news poll again, I'm going to go. Really, I feel like knocking someone out. Not that I've got the upper body strength to do that.
No,
but, I mean, you can stick your news polls where the sun don't shine, Lee. Sometimes I say, Lee. I just repeat her name about 14 times. But it wasn't a complete waste of time.
Yes.
I did get to say ensure, reassure, negotiate, reiterate. And Pacific Rim, which always makes me giggle. I was discussing trade on the Pacific Rim. Christopher, stop laughing.
What are you singing today, Prime Minister?
Well, because of the world of music is being celebrated way down in Adelaide, I thought I'd come up with a great old world music classic.
Yeah.
Do you remember Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon?
Oh, I love it.
I said, ta-na-na, ta-na-na, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, she's got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She's empty, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket, got nothing to lose. I said to Nana, I'm sorry, I'm singing like an African. That could be offensive. Before I go, I just want to say...
Sorry,
I've amused myself there.
Yes.
Anyway, before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Quicksilver Pro on Snapper Rocks. Get down there, jump in, have some fun. Bye now.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, look what the Gold Coast and Tweed have to offer. I mean, first of all, we've got one of the biggest surfing events in the world happening here in our front yard, backyard.
Yep.
And the Country Music Awards on, and we've had it for quite a few years in a row.
You certainly have.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's my first year going. Your first year?
Yeah.
Oh, and joining us right now from the McClymonts.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, Brooke and Molly. Molly McClymont, good morning, my love. Now, with the CMC Music Awards, what year are we up to?
The eighth. We've been coming nearly every year. It's seriously the most funnest awards you can go to.
Really?
All the Americans, they're all here. Everyone gets dolled up. It's one big party. And the show it really runs well, and it's just a cool vibe.
Are you excited now that country music's really starting to kick off here in Australia? We're playing a lot more of it on the radio. You know, years ago, you would have to go to Nashville. You would have to go to the States. But you know, we see the Broadbeach Country Music Festival here sell out very quickly. You've got Ipswich sold out in record time of 18 hours.
Wow.
It's just really Australia starting to embrace it.
I know, and thank God, because I've been, like, loving country music since I was 2 years old. And finally catching on, and it's just so exciting. So exciting.
Molly, I am coming this year for the first time ever. I need some girly advice, please.
Yes.
Cocktail is very, because it says cocktail, right?
What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean? Because with the Country Music Awards, does that mean, because I'm a bit out there, I have a white leather dress. Is that okay?
Oh, do you know what's funny? I'm going to give you the inside tip. I'm wearing white leather too.
Oh, no!
Don't you dare stand next to me. You are going to...
I'm wearing a top and a skirt, so safe, and I'm only wearing it on stage, not the red carpet, so we'll be sweet.
I'm more than...
Make sure we get a photo together
later. See, I'm the opposite, my love. I'm more than happy to wear the same thing. You're so beautiful. Please stay away from me.
Stop.
No, but so that's okay. I've got this dress from the 80s, that I have bought online that's pretty crazy, but I'm not sure if that means cocktail and that's okay for the Country Music Awards.
You know what? It's the Country Music Awards. There's a bit of everything. Some people wear long, some people wear short, some people wear fun. They say cocktail, but it's really anything goes except don't come in your thongs and your shorts and
stuff. Molly, I don't think Bridget know this. Remember Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yes.
Darius is going to be there. The lead singer, Darius Rucker. Grammy award-winning Darius Rucker is playing.
I know. I've seen him a couple of times in America and he puts on a great show. So that's pretty exciting that he's going to be here tonight.
Molly, are you single? I'm not too sure if you are or not.
No, I'm actually married and I'm due to give birth to my second child next month. So.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, well, thank then we you. Will look alike in a white dress. we will. Okay, then it's done. We'll take a photo together and do a who wore it better. I'm up for that.
I was going to say I'm very pregnant, so you look great.
Good on you, Molly.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.